Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast. My name is Joe and over there sucking on a... What is that you're sucking on?
Oh, thanks for asking, Joe. It's a 25 gram protein pouch from Aldi.
Right, nice.
A little yogurt pouch thing.
Yeah.
I'm not sponsored.
Could be, though.
I was eating this and obviously, you know, we've all had sort of yogurts and stuff in this sort of shape before.
You don't know me. What? I've never had
like
a yogurt
a
like that.
Like a Froob or whatever.
I have had a Froob, but that's different, isn't it?
No, but it feels
it's
the
like
same.
A pouch.
Yeah, it's a little pouch. It feels like a big sort of adult Froob almost.
Yeah, okay. Someone said that. Yeah, yeah.
And I was looking at the ingredients and it's not yogurt. It's actually cream cheese.
No, I saw.
Did you know this?
I heard about this. Yeah, yeah. I watched
it's the not year. Yogurt. It's the first ingredient is low fat soft cheese.
So you're sucking on soft cheese.
Just imagine 200 grams of just pure Philadelphia that's had a bit of passion fruit stirred into it. That's
yeah, but it's good for you, though, isn't it?
I don't know. I don't know anything anymore. Ethan, what do you make of that?
Ethan, ladies and gentlemen,
sucking away soft cheese.
Oh, hello, everyone.
Have you ever eaten a big bag of cheese?
Say that again, Drew.
You heard me the first time, but have you ever eaten a big bag of cheese?
Yeah, but I get all bloated, you see, because I'm lactose intolerant, but that doesn't stop us, and
no.
I keep doing the things I enjoy.
What's our favourite cheeses?
Oh, great question.
What are you going for?
If I can only have one cheese for the rest of my life,
yeah, go on, then that's the
cheddar.
Question.
Play it safe.
Cheddar.
Yeah.
I do like a smoked cheddar, me.
A smoked cheddar?
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
You've really gone and middle class in your later years.
If there's jalapenos kicking about in said cheddar, wow.
Yeah.
Ethan?
I'd Deadly probably well. Say Port Salut.
What the fuck? What's Port Salut?
It's like a cheese with like an orange skin on it.
Like a baby bell.
Cheese with an orange skin on it. It's like adult baby bell. Not adult, sexy. It's a baby bell with boobs.
It's a sexy baby bell. Coming up on today's show, we have got obviously the 9 out of 10 club, which is me today. We're going to be doing Joe versus Joe. Mm. I've got an agony bants fresh off the press.
It's a real hot week, isn't
and
it?
And hopefully we're going to be doing some Ask Ethans as well.
Yeah.
Joe, you
my week has been disastrous, Joe.
Why, my friend?
Because first of all, I owe you an apology.
Okay.
It doesn't happen often. One of the running themes on this show has been anywhere between me pointing out your sort of semi-ludicrous job.
Okay.
Reviewing and eating takeaways.
Yeah.
And anywhere from that to kind of making sort of thinly veiled fat jokes.
I get that. When you take the mick out of me. I mean, your job is literally every single day talking about Man United.
Yeah, but that doesn't kill you. By blocking your
do.
Arteries.
Do you not see the 6-3?
That's true, actually. Yeah, it could kill me. But in a less sort of traditional way.
Okay, yeah.
Now, the reason I owe an apology is because I turned the mirror on myself a little bit. Mm-hmm. I've been looking at my own personal finances this week, Joe.
Why?
Because I'm in the fortunate position where me and my partner are trying to buy a house together.
Nice.
Lizzie and I, yeah? Right? We're trying to buy a house together. So
you're
I thought
mad.
I might need to cut back a bit.
Yeah.
Let's just see what I'm spending.
Okay, nice.
What? The revelations have been genuinely life-changing. I'm just going to get my Google spreadsheet.
So how have
open.
You done it? Oh, you've made a spreadsheet?
Made a spreadsheet.
Wow.
Spreading cheeks and spreading sheets. That's my motto. Right. So what I thought I'd do is, I was thinking, at the end of every month, I've got no money.
Yeah.
Like, where's it going? I don't really buy I occasionally buy a new top or something,
yeah,
but that's like 40 quid. I don't buy expensive clothes particularly, and I don't buy them that often. I don't have a car. I don't have any particularly lavish hobbies.
Yeah.
Where's the money going? So I've dug in.
Nice.
Right?
Get claws in.
Now, what I've done is, I thought, I do spend a lot on like food.
Of course we
like
do.
Coffees, takeaways, Tesco meal deals, and sometimes...
Sexy
cheeses. You know, laden with the finest peppers that the world can, you know, adorn the cheese with.
Yeah.
I decided that I was going to make a graph. Not a graph.
A graph?
A spreadsheet.
What
sorry,
are you,
a spreadsheet
you spent on this?
Of how much I'm spending on food a month. Now, this is takeaways. This is like coffees
coffee
shops. This is nipping to lunch for
anything
the meal.
Anything you put in your body?
Anything I put in my body. This is beer as well. right?
Right. And you do have a problem.
I do have a real big drinking problem. I would like you to guess what you think. Not what I... No, right, I don't want you to guess what I want you both to say what you think a decent amount to spend just on food a month would be. Like, what should I be spending?
Okay, I'd say...
What do you think would be a healthy amount to spend on
I'd say
month?
Maybe like a hundred... On everything. Is this groceries?
This is like groceries as well. So this is food at home.
Maybe like 75 quid a week.
Yeah.
So okay. That would be 300 to 350,
I'd say. 300 to 350? That's a fair amount, I would say. Ethan, what would you say would be a fair amount to spend a month on food?
Are we including treats as well, such as like takeaway things?
Come on, Ethan,
things.
He said fucking everything. He doesn't listen, does he?
If it goes in my body, it's on the list.
He literally lists takeaways, coffee shop.
Well, if it goes in my mouth, it's on the list.
Hmm. All right, then, well... I never do groceries. I just go to Tesco Express and live day to day. But I would say maybe, £80 a week, eh?
Do you know what groceries?
£80 a week. So what's that? 8 times 4.
That's 340 quid. I don't know. 300. Yeah.
Absolute guess. 320 quid. From July, August, and September, I've done an average. I have been averaging on food and drink alone, £729 a month.
That's
on
mad.
Food. £729 a month, Joe!
Well, what do you do?
That's all I earn!
All I know of you is that you bring packed lunches everywhere.
I don't, but this is what I'm saying. Imagine what it would have been if I'd have bought the fish and chips at Blackpool,
oh
Joe.
Oh, my God.
And here's the thing I want you to do is, I want you to look at your finances.
No, I already declined that.
I think you will be stunned the amount you spend on food a month. Because I mock you, and I have to say I apologise. Because even in my wildest dreams of you eating takeaways all the time, I didn't think you'd be spending £729 a month on food. That's on average. Last month, it was £884. That's 900 quid I spent last month on food. Yeah, what is that? That's how much it costs to feed an elephant for a month.
No, it isn't.
Not a human.
How much? What do elephants eat?
Frappuccinos.
Really? A lot of them.
Yeah,
as
big
well.
Ones. What do you make of that, Ethan? That's 729 crazy, quid a month on average.
That's quite a lot of money, Joe. I couldn't do that. I do push it anyway, really. I only really eat from Tesco Express and takeaways, which costs a lot of money. But that's where I spend my money, you know, and nothing else, just food and beer.
So what do you think it is? You think it is the beers or would you say the takeaways?
I don't even drink that much. I'll let you tell you something right now. I've been double meal dealing for lunch.
Pardon?
I've been having 2 meal deals every lunch.
Have you?
Yeah.
2 meal deals every lunch?
I'll double meal deal. So what I'll do is I'll get a pulled beef, cheddar and the caramelised onion. Chance would be a fine thing. I'll get my beef pulled. Classic. Sandwich. I'll also get a chicken sandwich, like something just a bit high protein, less whatever. Then I'll get a bag of crisps and a water with 1 meal deal. And then with the other one, I'll get...
Why did you get a water?
I'll tell you why. Because on the other one, I'll get a Scotch egg and a coffee as part of the meal deal.
So you're dropping 7
so I've
quid.
Got 2 sandwiches, Scotch egg, crisps, flavoured water, coffee.
Yeah.
That's lunch.
Wow.
That's 7 quid a day. And that's on the days where I don't go, oh, fuck it, let me get 20 nuggets and a quarter pound of a cheese meal.
That's insane. Ethan, what do you think you spend the most money on?
Takeaways and beer. Honestly, that's literally it.
If we were to analyse your statements,
yep.
Move away the subscriptions that you've got for certain people,
yep.
Get rid of the Brazzers account.
Schmonlishmans,
and then boom, your Stellas. Your San Miguel's, that's what you spend your money on.
Well,
your Deliveroo's.
Well, subscription-wise, I know we're ruining that out. The only subscription I have is Spotify.
And Gentleman's Quarterly.
Yeah.
He's a big GQ reader.
You only have Spotify.
Apart from that, literally, I don't know how many pints I've had this week. I've had quite a bit of a heavy one. I've gained a lot of weight, you see, as I mentioned in the last podcast.
More weight since last week's £9.
If you're putting £9 on a week, I think you might... You've got some water retention or some sort of non-cancerous tumour.
Catch me up by next year.
Yeah, that's one of them uncles. It's like, oh, someone's getting older, aren't they? You'll catch me up soon. One of them classic jokes. What about you, Joe? How much do you think you spend on food?
I spend a good bit on food. I say that's my majority.
Next week, can you please do it?
It.
Why
I'm
not?
I'm not doing it.
Why? Because Becky will kill you.
It'd be embarrassing.
Do you think you spend more than me?
I'd say, yeah. No. I'd say ballpark the same.
Yeah. And also, the other thing to remember is you get a lot of your takeaways and stuff for free.
Not all of them.
No, but I get none of mine for free.
Even, yeah, true.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, I might do a ballpark figure and I'll say yes or above. I'm not going to give you the exact figure.
I can't
do it. So that's a revelation. Let us know in the comments
what you've been up to.
I mean, mate, I've got you something.
Oh, finally. Right. What's the date today, Ethan, please?
The date today, Drew, is October 6th.
Right, October the 6th. This is coming out in a couple of days. My birthday was when? Do you even remember?
July the 19th.
The 24th. Very close, and I'll give you that. So we're 2.5 months post-birthday, and Joe has finally brought one of two of my birthday presents.
Okay, yeah.
You said you had me two.
The second one has been claimed by Becky.
That's not a thing.
It is.
So your girlfriend is... Sorry, fiancé.
She said, oh, it's just collecting dust, that. I said, yeah, I keep forgetting to bring it in. You know what I mean? He doesn't remind me. So then she was like, right, well, I'll have it.
Oh, right, that's good then. So I was promised to... Remember that I got you a keg of beer...
Keg of beer.
..and, like, a selection of all your favourite snacks.
Yeah.
Right?
I spent...
How much do you think a keg of beer is? That was 15 quid.
15 quid?
Yes.
It
was a 10-pint
keg. This is 15 quid, this.
Right, how much was the other thing?
6.
Right, okay.
You got to open this.
Okay, so say happy birthday and all that.
Happy birthday, Joe. I forgot to wrap it. I didn't have time.
Well, what do you mean you forgot to wrap it? I've got the wrapping paper out there and I'm going to keep that wrapping paper.
No.
Wrapping paper.
It just keeps you warm, this. Yeah. Enjoy. What do you think it is?
A fucking ukulele by the shape of it.
Right, go on. You'll never guess. What is it?
It's an ages 6 and above Donne fiber archery bow.
Because you're into your archery.
What?
You're into archery. I thought, what would he love? An archery bow. Get it out.
When you say, I know what you've done here. When you say I'm into my archery, do you mean my arteries? Because I've got a blood disease. Is that the joke we're playing here? You're into your archery.
3 months in the making as well. Just open it. Let's see what it's like. Because I know you got archery, something wrong with your archery. So I thought, get better at it.
Yeah, no, I haven't got something wrong with my archery. I've got something wrong with my arteries. I've got a fucking blood disease.
Are the two not aligned?
No, not right, particularly.
We'll get it out. Come on,
also, pretty rich saying making archery jokes from you, innit? Come on, fucking hell. Your archeries are like the fucking M60 at rush hour.
What does that mean?
Clogged.
Nah, four lanes.
Four lanes and clogged.
Fucking hell, open it correctly.
Well, I can't. Fucking hell.
I was thinking, because we're going to do a live show, I was thinking you could bring this to the live show. Fucking hell, looks well good.
Look, you've got a problem with your archery.
This is insane. This is what a gift.
How much was this?
15 quid.
Did you think of this or did you see it and think?
I saw it. To be fair, I just went to a certain shop that sells random stuff and I thought I'm going to spend 20 quid on him. Let's see what I can get. This was a big bulk of it, 15 quid's worth.
What was the other thing? Can you tell me that?
Skipping rope. And the Becky skips now, so you can.
Becky skips now.
Well, hurry up. It's not like we're on a...
What do you mean, hurry up? I don't know how to fucking assemble it. What am I, fucking Bear Grylls?
Right, so hopefully, guys, we're doing a live show. Once he assembles that, maybe we can get him to do archery at the live show and maybe hit, like, a bullseye or something.
Let me tell you about the live show.
So, tickets are on sale now to come and see me, Joe, less importantly, Ethan James, everybody, maybe special guests as well, at... 52-3. It is a venue near Great Northern in Manchester. It's a lovely little theatre. About 100 tickets available, but they're going so quickly because the patrons got the first dibs on it over the weekend. Tickets are in the link below. Please click on it. Bring a mate. It's the 3rd of December, which is a Saturday. We're thinking we all meet up at 1 o'clock. We do a live podcast about 3. We hit an after party somewhere. There's going to be World Cup action on in the night time. It's going to be an amazing day. If you want to come, get involved, please do. And hopefully Joe Smith will be able to do some live archery for us. What talent can you do, Ethan, that you'd bring to the live show?
Ooh. Well, if you remember, right back at the start, I could do Origami Swans.
So you're going to do a live Origami Swan, do you think?
I don't really have many, like, talents, I don't think, Joe. What would you do?
Have noticed that. Have you got any, like, any sing or anything?
No, I used to do drama at school. Maybe I could do a monologue.
Oh, that'd be really good. Can you do, like, Shakespeare, Tomorrow, Tomorrow, Tomorrow? I love that one. Here we go! Right, for the audio listeners, the bow is assembled.
Am I actually firing this in the studio?
Fire it somewhere safe.
I don't know what that means. We're in a fucking studio with tellers and cameras.
Behind my head there.
No, because it puts a hole in the wall.
Yeah, how hard do you think you... It's a fibre one. It's not proper. It's to practice, so when you really want to be good at your archeries, Oh, where are you going to go? What are you going to do?
I'm firing it at the base of the telly. It's fucking awful, that. Unbelievable.
I
got you beer that you could enjoy, and you've got me a mocking of what is almost certainly the death of my life in terms of a disease.
Beer's probably the death of mine.
That's a good point, actually.
Ethan, can I ask you, Joe should do live archery at the show with this, shouldn't he?
Oh, I think that's brilliant. I think that's what I'd pay my £5 for.
Patrons only, £5. Quick round of applause.
Thanks for my birthday present, Joe. Thank you. What have you been up to this week?
Next question for you. Have you ever been a collector of items? Have you ever had an obsession with collecting stuff? Anything from when you were young?
I used to collect sticks.
Yes.
Okay. I know that makes... I know, that's just...
How do you mean sticks? Like a dog would collect sticks?
Yeah, I knew, yeah, like a dog would collect sticks, yeah. So I'd go out, and I think in my head, the end perfect target was two things. Two types of stick I would be looking for. One would be a Y-shaped stick that I could use as a homemade slingshot.
Or a bow and arrow, as we discovered.
And the other one was a long, tall one, sort of shoulder height, that I could use as like a staff like Gandalf.
Wow.
They were the two sticks I was always on the lookout for.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In the front garden, there'd be a big pile of sticks.
Really?
Yeah, and then eventually just sort of used as kindling.
So how long did this obsession go on for?
A couple years? From the age of about 5 to about 7, I was big in the stick game.
Wow, you just love sticks.
But the thing is, there's no real stick aficionados.
None. You can't really,
like, share your sticks with people because it's such a base level sort of collection. It's almost very... Probably one of the most primitive things you can collect,
you know,
isn't it? Sticks or stones or whatever.
And do you remember getting rid of them all, or was it just like...
It was a big day. We had to get rid of them because there was some sort of moss growing over them all, and they'd basically perished.
Really? That's sad, isn't it? Ethan, you ever collected anything?
I used to collect crystals. I didn't really like... I wasn't massive on it, but it was just like a little thing I did, you know?
Collect crystals?
Yeah.
What about you? Why are you asking this?
I was big into Jackie Chan cards. Do you remember Jackie Chan had his own TV show?
The TV show, yeah,
He brought out some cards. Do you remember Jackie Chan? He's not dead, but do you remember him, Ethan?
I remember Jackie Chan, Drew, yes.
What was your favourite saying of Jackie Chan's? I know mine.
Be careful.
What?
Say it in a Stockport accent.
No, I'll leave it.
What was your favourite Jackie Chan saying?
No.
Just say it.
Be careful.
We can always cut it.
No, next.
Anyway, please say it.
Why I bring this up...
Say it.
...is because I went to meet a man yesterday... who has got the world's largest James Bond collection of toy cars, figurines, posters, outfits that people wore on the set, parts of Aston Martin cars that were blown up. He had walkie-talkies, spy watches. He had big mannequins. He had everything you could imagine.
Did he have a wife?
Autograph. Don't know. She wasn't there. He bought a house. Right, so when I turned up to... Basically, my job, I turn up in the morning to the studios and they go, right, here's where you're going.
Right.
They said to me, and I thought this was a joke, where you're going is a top secret location. Uh-huh. I thought, oh, wow, this is Bond. I love it. But it's a joke, innit?
Yeah.
But no. Head this way and I'll tell you where it is when you get closer to the location. Because the guy doesn't want anyone to know where he is. And I had to drive my own car and not the BBC mobile, which is like...
Why, in case it had sort of taxpayers' cameras on it?
No, in case people were like, what's the commotion over there? Why is there a BBC car over there? They didn't want to get, you know, anyone to get spooked.
Right. Here's what is going to happen now. You're going to tell everyone where it is.
Lee.
Whereabouts?
Can't tell you
whereabouts. Just fucking tell us.
No, I can't, because we had a bond.
Pun intended?
Oh!
What was it? Lazenby, was it?
We had a band. No, it's in Lazenby. But he's just fascinating. Right, so the Guinness Book of Records, he holds the Guinness Book of Record for the amount of James Bond memorabilia. It took 5 people 2 days to count everything he's got up.
Really?
That's crazy, isn't it? 20,000 items. Anything and everything. But do you know what he says? He said he made a bold claim that he once collected items from a 90s TV show that he loved. And he completed it.
What?
He said he completed it. He said there was nothing more for him to collect.
What do you mean he completed it?
This is what the bold claim is. I thought, what do you mean he completed it? He kind of completed it. There was nothing left for me, Joe. I done it. I collected it all. Yeah. I wish I could remember the TV show now.
Oh, I was so certain that the anecdote was leading to what the TV show was.
No. This is where it's leading. He said, collected it, I'm done. And I realised I never want to be done with Bond. Because it's not collecting it all. It's the journey.
Oh,
it's the journey.
That's nice.
Yeah.
He's completely mad, isn't he?
Do you want to see a nice picture of me?
Yeah.
You love this.
Are we done with the Bond stuff now?
No. This is the Bond stuff still.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Ready for this?
Is he a nutter or is he all right?
He's a nice guy.
Good. Bless him. 20,000 pieces is a lot of
it. We can insert this, can't we?
Yeah. Insert away. How come you're wearing my wrapping paper on that? did he say I've been expecting you when you walked in?
Yeah,
stroking
yeah,
a cat's been in a chair.
I've been expecting you and all that. It was good fun. Yeah, Ethan, talk to us.
What have I been to?
First of all.
Oh, I'd have to kill you if I told you. Is that the saying?
I don't know.
No, I didn't make anything. He had this one thing I have to say is I struggled a bit because it was an old abandoned like house. He bought this house 20 years ago. It's a house that you'd live in, but he doesn't. Every room's packed with James Bond stuff.
Wow.
And as you walk into the stairs, there was a huge, what looked like a big concrete block. And he went, do you recognise it?
That's one of my favourite concrete blocks.
I said, no, what do you mean? Do I recognise? He went, at the end of Spectre, when they blow up the car park, that's a bit of it.
A bit of car park from Spectre.
Right? So I'm live at the rain when he says that was buzzing, right? We walk up the stairs, there's all these big plonks of wood.
Plonks?
Planks. Yarr! Walk the plonk! All these planks of wood. I went, oh, so what film are these in? He went, oh, they're just refurbishments.
Fuck off! You're not allowed to have one part that is just industrial waste.
Exactly!
Shit, and then other industrial waste that's just part of your house. Unbelievable.
Found out. Did
he have a shark pit with like a bit of rope hanging over it that was...
No. Oh. He did have snorkels though.
Did he?
Yep.
Did you try anything on?
Nah.
He probably didn't want to get your face on it, did he?
He had like... He had costumes from where the extras have worn during like raids and stuff.
God. Did he have any like... Not... And not to be a prick. Any good stuff?
Yeah, all of it was good.
Yeah, but like... Anything where he's like, did he have like a full Aston Martin or like the...
Did he have a full Aston Martin? You don't ask for much, do you?
The suit that like...
Sorry, where's your full
Aston
Martin? What's
he called? Thingy Bronson or whatever wore.
Piers Bronson.
Piers Bronson! Did he have anything like that?
Nah,
he didn't. Any like guns?
He had a couple of stuff signed.
It's all part of the game, isn't it? Bless him. Ethan.
How you been?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks. He's all right.
Mate, every week.
What is going on?
Every
here?
Week we ask you. You're meant to bring a story to us. What have you been up to this week?
This is about your week, mate. We've not seen you in 5 days.
Not too much. I just went to the shop earlier and I was going to buy a Terry's chocolate orange chocolate
I've heard
bar.
This already.
And when I went to go buy the Terry's chocolate orange chocolate bar, I was looking for like maybe 5 minutes. I was like, oh, I'll get that one. Give it to the man, and he went, actually, mate, that's 70 pence and it's a £1 minimum on card. So I just walked out. I wasn't going to buy any more of his stuff. I thought it was taking the piss. I think we should all make a stance for that kind of thing. It's a nonsense policy, isn't it?
What do you make of that?
That's the highlight of Ethan's week. For the last 5 days, that's all you've done.
Went to the pub to watch the football, went to down Media City, brought all my mates along to go watch the footy. Turns out that there's no places in Media City that show the football, and they
is
all
the
came over from Didsbury.
The
Lime Bar, yeah, near the Lowry.
The Lowry Outlet Mall.
Oh, yeah, we had a look there, but they didn't like the menu.
So it wasn't the fucking...
So the story about spot. No one showing so the telly is a lie.
What do you mean they didn't like the Ethan, menu?
Ethan, who are you going with? We love fucking you. Critics. We love you a lot, but this has been two bad stories, one of which was a lie.
What was up with the menu?
They just said it was too expensive. So we went to the Matchstick Man.
Which has food and obviously
which is 2 minutes
football.
From your house, but you walk into Media City.
And everyone had to come all the way back with us, yeah. It was a bit of a shame because I came all the way from Didsbury. And on the way there, my friend Bob was in a car crash.
Hold on.
Here we go.
Oh, so you got declined a quid in a shop, but your mate's been in a car crash.
Yeah, in an Uber.
What happened? Oh, in an Uber. Good conversation.
Perfect.
Oh, my neck's
hurting. Oh, it still hurts. Oh, my spine's all misaligned.
Well, this is exactly it, because last 2 years ago, maybe, my friend Sam was in an Uber crash, and for some reason, I didn't get in the Uber that day, and I really regret that
today. Normally, it's like, I was meant to be in that car, and then it crashed, and, you know, I'm just so glad I wasn't. What? Ethan, compo fucking James over here, begs to have been in the Uber that crashed. Right, so that day you weren't in it.
It wasn't a bad crash, was it?
Well, he said that he felt the force, and he hurt his back a little bit,
Who did he crash into? Luke Skywalker?
Right, let's leave your car crash stories. It was a car crash, that. Welcome, everyone. Let's move on to the 9 out of 10 club.
Big stuff.
I've lost confidence in my 9 out of 10 club.
I want to play a voice note that you left before.
Yeah.
So you had this big plan for a 9 out of 10 club. You even said...
Which I do, but my car brought circumstances I couldn't control.
Okay, well, I want to do this. So you were meant to be meeting Ethan half an hour early before we recorded.
Yeah.
Because you said, I need a bit of help with my 9 out of 10 club. You then played this audio note.
Ethan, hold fire, mate, hold fire. I can't do what I wanted to do today. I'll do that for the next time. I've got another idea for 9 out of 10 club that I'll get sorted. Essentially, I thought my car was going to be in the services for a long time, but the guy just called up and said, can I come and get it now? Which is good, because I can then drive to the work afterwards and this, that and the other. So apologies, Ethan. Hang fire. Chill out. Meet at half one. I'll sort 9 out of 10 club still.
Right.
That was a waste of everyone's
time. No, it wasn't, because what I want to know is...
That's getting a cut.
How on earth can you, having your car, make it harder for you to collect some food than not having it?
It's because I couldn't collect my car till about 12:30, 11:45. So then by the time I've drove into town, about 1:15, 1:20, I would be late to come here. So that's why I said hang fire.
So you thought not having it meant you could come in earlier?
Yeah.
You thought you'd
have to get the train in. I would have got the train in. Just as I was about to leave.
You just left your car at the garage?
No, because I need it tonight. Tonight I finish work at 10. I have to get the public transport back. It'll be 11 before I get home.
That's okay. We've got that. Right, go again then.
So 9 out of 10 club. Lost a little bit of confidence in it.
Why?
I don't think they're as flavoursome as I once remembered. But can I just say, when they first came onto the scene, I must have been about 13. It really did change the game for me a little bit. I didn't often get this as much as I look like I got it. But it was a part of a fast food chain item that I thought, oh, these are good. Right. These are very, very good. And I hope to bring some people along with me for the ride here. Although I do need convincing myself. My 9 out of 10 club suggestion today is popcorn chicken. Right, little balls of delicious chicken.
I remember when these came out.
It was so good when it came out.
It was mad.
I got in my car, and then I was like, I need to sort it out, and I was like, popcorn chicken.
Right. Tell us how much you like them, then. Because this is maybe the first time that someone's brought us something to 9 out of 10 club and said they don't think it's 9 out of 10.
No, I do. I need to, because on the drive here, I had one. I was like, oh, shit. Even you couldn't believe it on the wagon, right?
Oh, shit. We've been on a pretty hot streak for the 9 out of 10 club recently. We have.
Well, Duck and Orange Sauce didn't get in. No, but... And Bacon Butty didn't get in.
No, but it was good quality content.
Oh! Chicken Noodles didn't get in. I don't remember the last one that got in.
Fish and chips. Mine.
Oh, fucking hell. So, popcorn chicken. Do you remember when these first came out, Joe? It was great, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. I remember the first time I ever had these,
we'd been ice skating at the Doncaster Dome, and we went to the KFC around the corner just afterwards. Beautiful stuff. Couldn't believe what I was feeling, to be honest.
What I like about it is the coating's better than the nugget coating. Mm. The smaller bites in there are delicious. A lot of flavour in there, and you can sort of... They're a nice, tasty side.
Right.
And I... More of eating them now. I think in the chicken world...
Prefacing. Your Honour.
Still hot. Prefacing. Still a bit hot. A bit crunchy on the outside. These are good. These are 9 out of 10. And I've changed my mind. They are 9 out of 10. They are, Joe. Come on.
I hate to do this every week with you, Joe.
What?
What was the last one you brought in? Super noodles.
Yeah, they were fucking nice.
And now this.
What the fuck are you talking about anyway, kimchi boy?
That was a long time ago. I brought in fish and chips since then. And good fish and chips, cooked in beef dripping.
No one's ever heard of fish and chips before.
Sorry, what is this? The I've never heard of it before club? Or is it the fucking 9 out of 10 club? You brought these to the table saying... They're all right. They're not as flavoursome as I remember.
Well, nice.
You went on a big long monologue about the crispy outer shell, the flavour, the better than a nugget, and you went, and I think they're good.
They are better.
Ethan, James.
Drew, did KFC not do better products than this, such as their original recipe chicken, their hot wings?
Hot wings, no. Original recipe chicken we've done, and we've done the hot wings, yeah.
So this is...
No, 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 down. How many's left?
Loaves.
No, there's not. How many did you just fit in your mouth then? Yeah, we've done original chicken on the demo, and we've done hot wings, and you brought in like a fried rat.
I think we can cut the bullshit here. I think we can cut to the chase.
No, I want to know Ethan's thoughts.
I think it's poor. I think it's a shame. I think it's lazy.
Yeah, I think it's lazy. I think it's lazy. I think it's lazy as well. Really good word there, Ethan. What do you have to say? Well, not necessarily defending your position. What do you have to say that you've made us feel the way you have?
Well, they're nice. They're nice.
You're nice.
You know, they're
good.
No. They're good. No, I like it.
Nice. You know what else is nice? What else is nice? Fucking Skips. A glass of orange cordial.
Oh, I love Skips.
Not me. He loves them.
Pate on toast is nice. But it's not 9 out of 10, is it?
Skips.
How fucking dare you? How dare you? Right?
Well,
you had the cheek to bring forward fish and chips and say that's your crowning glory. I'm sorry, Joe. It would have happened... Sometime or other, it's fish and chips. It's the national dish.
Right.
Get over it. You brought kimchi one week, which is a disgrace. No. It's dried cabbage.
Speaking of national dishes, that's a national dish of South Korea. So if it's national dishes the criteria, why is
we're not in South Korea.
Oh, really?
He brought in bacon butties last week, which was, let's be honest, the worst bacon butties we've ever had.
Fuck off.
Cold bacon. Have you seen the comments? You were like, oh, well, the listeners will be behind me.
No.
You got shafted, mate.
They did.
No red sauce, shit bread, fuck off. And then Giros as well. Giros, that was shite, but for some reason we lost our reds there.
I'm not voting for it. The popcorn chicken's not in the 9 out of 10 club. Yeah, stick it.
Yeah. Fuck off. It's shit anyway, aren't they? I knew I should have got the mini fillets.
Oh, well done, Joe. Well admitted at the end there. Fucking hell, that was good.
Right then, let's dust off our thinking caps. Oh, wait, actually, no. Should we do a quick agony bounce?
Sure.
Yeah. Agony bounce. Agony bounce. Agony bounce. This guy wants to be kept anonymous. So Agony Bounce is where we solve your problems. This is hot off the press.
Where do people send problems in if they've got some?
Sloppyjoespodcast@gmail.com.
We'll fix anything.
Excuse me. Ethan?
Yeah?
My name, please.
Fredo.
Hello, chaps.
Tailbag.
Hello. I have a little scenario that I'd like some assistance and advice with. Whenever me and my girlfriend are going somewhere via automobile, she will always drive. I do offer to drive, but she seems to get car sick when she's a passenger. So as boyfriend of the month, 2021 in April, I let her take the wheel. Now, I must stress, she's a fantastic driver in terms of being able to control her car. What does that mean? Surely you've got to be able to control your car. She's great. The girl could probably park a tank in a tin of sardines.
Oh,
doubt
I love
it.
That. That's a nice little turn of phrase.
However, in her decision making, it's her decision making that concerns me.
Yeah.
Last Monday, yeah. Bracket.
She's got all the talent, but she can't make the decisions. She's
hot headed.
She's the nanny of cars.
Of course.
Yeah.
Last Monday, in brackets, on the Queen's funeral of all days, we were casually driving down the road when a Ford Fiesta pulled out of a junction our lane. If it was me driving, I'd have taken my foot off the accelerator, calmly let this guy pass, give a little PG insult along the lines of, what a bed wetter, and then that'd be the last of it. Instead, my girlfriend's approach in this instant was to put her foot down so she could speed right up the arse of the Fiesta, beep whilst giving them an earful. If this behaviour continues, it's only a matter of time before the other car reacts and I have to be the one to get out of the car and have a dust up with a bed wetter. What confuses me more is that if someone cuts her up in Asda with a trolley, she's nice as pie. When they do it behind the wheel, it's something else. Any advice on how to deal with this situation? Sloppers.
Well,
do you drive, Joe?
I don't drive, but I am one of the great passengers of our time. I'm nervous. Yeah. I make corrections to people's driving. I'll say we should have turned off there. I'll say this is a 60, you know, things like that.
How do you know it?
What?
How do you know it's a 60?
Because I'm looking at the sat nav. It's got a little thing in the bottom corner these
days. Yeah.
I'm pretty much the worst passenger you can imagine. I'm quite a timid passenger.
So if your partner was someone like this, what advice
would
you give?
What I will say is, and Lizzie's not going to thank me for saying this, she is a bit like this.
Really?
She's quite an aggressive driver, but she's a good driver. Her decision making is good.
Yeah.
She's, there's a little tweak here. One of the best reverse parkers I've ever seen.
Bar none.
Genuinely unreal.
I like to put myself into that category.
Really?
I'm insane.
She's better than you. Reverse
well,
parking.
It sounds like a Patreon special.
But she will drive up the arse of the car in front of her,
really?
Screaming, why won't you move? Why won't you move? Stuff like that.
I am a bit like that as well.
Yeah, but I think that the fact that when she's behind the wheels, the sort of the wobbly four wheels of a trolley, she's much more timid. I think that suggests that the she's got a kind of, what would I call it? A metallic confidence that comes with having such a robust structure around you in the car. Which does lead me to worry that in the case that someone did get out and try and cause a fight, she would back down immediately.
Yeah.
So what does he do? What's he do? He's going to get his head kicked in.
Yeah.
I mean, most likely, you're not. Here's what you do. Instead of acting the big man, when someone comes around the corner, if it eventually happens, oh, fuck you, what are you doing? Get out of the car. Just press that little lock button. And your fingers can meet at the lock button at the same time because she'll be pressing it.
Yeah.
And you can look in each other's eyes and you can just snog while this person's fucking whacking you from the wind mirror with a fucking crowbar, baseball bat. I think that would be a really nice connecting moment, actually.
My friend Andy has a tactic and he still does it to this day. If there's ever a bit of back and forth of another car, instead of doing the V's or do insults, this kind of neutralises the situation, leaves them a bit stunned.
Mm.
Does this?
The PU.
So he basically puts his thumb to his nose and then shakes his finger like that.
Yeah.
And they don't know what to do. They've never seen anything like it. Forget the wanker sign. Do that. Ethan, can you drive? Can you drive?
He can drive, but he can't do that very well.
Wait, hold on. Shake your fingers. Have you got something wrong with your fingers?
Yeah, he's got a tremor, hasn't he?
Yeah.
That's made me feel bad. Classic.
What was that, tremoring?
No, but you seem to have very little control over them. I don't know what that's about. Do you drive?
We've got the driving test at the end of next month.
I want to move away sort of from the advice of this because I've got a couple of questions for Ethan. Ethan.
I didn't know he was doing
First of all, I was asking him about his driving lessons. He used to do some lessons a while ago that his mum paid for. Then he's been cut free because he was taking too long, and now he's paid for some of his own. I asked him how many driver's lessons he's had, and he reckons he's probably had 70 lessons.
70?
I don't have a clue how many, maybe.
Have you ever done a test before?
No. Because my first instructor wouldn't tell me how many hours I'd done because he said it's not relevant. It's for each individual, it's different. I had no idea. So maybe over the space of 5 years, when I had like a three break in the turn, I might have, I'd say anywhere between 70 to 100 or something.
70 to 100?
100 lessons is probably 2.5 grand.
That's mad.
Yeah. The other thing is, Ethan's paid a dodgy bloke to get him a fast track on a driving test illegally.
What is this? Go on, Ethan. Tell us it. What?
Well, my instructor gave me the details of this man, and obviously the wait list at the minute I think is like something like 4 months or something.
Yeah, and obviously there's people who like
during COVID is back up.
Yeah, or people who want to become like Deliveroo drivers who maybe they've lost work during COVID who really desperately need a driver's license.
Hold on.
So that they can sort of start making money for their family.
No, you're wrong.
Maybe people like to drive an ambulance.
It's more likely people just blocked up from COVID.
Maybe people who would like to drive an ambulance, they're desperate to get a driving test.
This is nonsense.
They are all waiting very patiently in the official queues, just hoping desperately that their family can hang on for a few more months. Ethan, however, who doesn't need a car whatsoever, has done what?
Well, I gave him 50 quid and I could just pick my lesson whenever I want it, my test rather whenever I want it. So I booked it for
the
end of November.
Who is this? Who is this person?
Who's this Mr. Big?
So what's their in? Do you think they work like?
I have no idea.
We'll keep it on the download.
Well, we know that his initials spell out the letters DVL.
Well, good luck.
It's all like legal.
No, it isn't legal. You can't pay a man 50 quid and pick when you get a driving test. That's illegal.
Well, it's difficult times.
Do you know the day
it's fucking Deliveroo drivers whose family are starving to death.
The day I did so I learned how to drive with no glasses on. And I need glasses to see long distance, right? The day I got my test was the first day I had glasses. I was like, fucking hell, mint this. I was
flying colours.
Fucking mint at it. I was like, oh, you can see. This is great. You have to guess what colour the lights are. Anyway, right. So what were we saying to Freddo?
Just enjoy it, mate.
Just enjoy it for the ride.
Or maybe arm yourself. Just in case it gets wrong, maybe.
With what? Arm yourself with what?
Like nunchucks.
Yeah, go nunchuck. If you're going to go anything, always go with the most complicated and hardest to master weapon. Go with nunchucks.
Nunchucks.
Or like a butterfly knife, something like that. Something that's really going to be difficult.
Well, I wouldn't want to go too violent, like a knife or something. That
or just like, I don't know, a bat, which is basically one nunchuck that isn't attached by a chain, therefore making it way more difficult to wield.
But a bat you'd have to put in the boot. I was thinking just quickly out the glove box, get
pop
out there.
Pop the nunchucks out, spin them around.
It's good thinking.
Do you have any weapons in your car?
Nah.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Go on. No. Stop it. This is Joe's big joke, right? Joe's big joke about is using his biceps as weapons. Just clear the floor.
No,
ladies
fists,
and gentlemen, Joe's McGrath. Okay, yeah.
Meat,
so,
salt.
I was talking over here, so let's start again. Joe McGrath, have you got any weapons that you keep in your car while you're driving in case anyone cuts you off and tries to challenge you physically? Take it away.
Oh, I do, Joe. Meat, sweet and sour chicken.
Why is it chicken?
I don't know.
Also, the first time around, you said salt.
Yeah, I was going to go salt and pepper chicken. I was like, I'm always a sweet mood today. I was tempted more.
I was going to go salt and pepper chicken, but I had that last night, so I'm fancying to change. Oh, no, guess what's happened?
What? Oh, Jesus. Right. Anyway, let's go to Joe versus Joe very quickly. Joe versus Joe. Fucking hell. Guess what's happened? What's going on? Jesus, that's gonna stink that as well, innit?
Oh.
Don't sniff.
It's gone into the fibres.
Don't joke, stop. That's rank, that, innit? Oh, God. Right, Joe versus Joe is 5-3, by the way. 5-3, love that.
Man United versus Tottenham 2001.
Yeah, I'm sure it happened again, did it not? Mm. In 2009 or 2009.
Yeah, Ronaldo era when he scored the hat trick.
Scored
the header. Yeah.
Or was that just 5-2? Anyway, who cares? Ethan James is going to be in charge now. This is. Could we get it to 5-4 today? If I can't win, Ethan James, Joe versus Joe is where we put our minds against each other to see who comes out on top. What's today's event?
Well, today's event, Joe, is that we've got somebody who's wrote in some questions to us. I don't know if the email is logged in on this computer. Let me just find that out now. Just it's not.
Top marks for getting these before the podcast started.
Okay, so for this week, we received an email from...
We've been over all of that.
Keep going. Fucking hell. Joe, let him do his thing. It's his moment, this.
Sorry.
His feature.
I keep cutting off people. Ethan, take it away.
I've got an email from...
Conviction last time, Ethan. Come on. Let's build it back up.
Here we go. Got an email from Luke Hartwell, who's a slopper. And this email is titled "For Ethan's Eyes Only" for this week's Joe's versus Joe. So let's just hope Joe McGraw wasn't cheating.
Or the fact that I didn't have a laptop for 2 weeks and he could have been cheating.
But I'm a man of my word, everyone knows.
I'm a man of my word. I promise you, I swear my life, I've not looked at this email.
Okay, good.
Okay, so he says, "Dear Slopmeister Generals, I've been through the first 22 episodes of Sloppy Joe's podcast and written some questions for Joe versus Joe on the history of the Sloppy Joe's podcast. I've tried to be fair and not use any questions from one of the Joe's personal stories. If you think these would be fun, please feel free to use them." And he said, "I couldn't sit through another Vince Cable affair."
Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Yeah, so thank you very much.
I swear, if I get these right now, you're going to say I've cheated.
Just got to know your own truth, haven't you, Joe?
I swear my life, I know my own truth.
Ethan James.
Okay. Question one of Luke's big quiz. In episode 3, what position did Ethan's friend that introduced him to Sex Biscuits play in football?
What did you put?
Goalkeeper.
Goalkeeper.
It is goalkeeper.
Yes! I love this!
Wesley this Storm.
Shout out Wesley.
Name. Nice. Yes. Question two. What does Jay Motti wipe his arse with?
What happened to that last word?
Just wasn't there.
What? Does Jay Motti wipe his arse?
How does Jay Motti wipe his arse?
Right, so just to double check, what is the question, Ethan?
Ignore what I said before, I misread it. It's how does Jay Motti wipe his arse? How does he do it?
Oh, I don't know this one. I can't remember. I've just put an answer. Oh, is it some? Was it a joke? Was it like a funny joke?
Maybe.
Well, actually, should we go first?
Yeah.
I just put with baby wipes.
I've put scrunched up paper.
Standing up.
Should have known. You're a sitter, aren't you?
I'm a sitter, sitter.
Sit and lean. I broke three toilet seats that way.
Wow.
Just got to lean through the pain barrier, baby.
Right, try to get this question right, Ethan.
Okay. Not including the patron exclusive pre-tapes. Subscribe to hear those. Nice. Who has the most entries in the 9 out of 10 club? When was this email sent? Actually, we've had no more entries since.
It's been a barren spell.
So excluding it.
Excluding the pre-tapes.
Yeah.
What have you put?
I've put Joe McGrath.
Is Joe McGrath.
Yes.
Followed by... So Joe McGrath has 4, Joe Smith has 3, and I have 2.
I think you've got 4 now, maybe. Fish and chips.
Fish and chips might have come in just before that. I can't remember. It's quite a recent email. A couple of weeks.
Yeah.
This is a good one. To test your recent memory, in episode 22, which countries did Ethan say were his favourites?
Fuck.
This is hard, this.
I only know one.
I can only remember one. I don't even think I've got it right.
Oh, fuck. Where did he say?
It's one of his favourite countries. How many is there?
Just two to name.
Can we get a point for one or just
both?
No,
got to get both.
Jesus.
I really remember one.
It's tough, this. I don't even know if I've got this one right.
I'm going to take a guess.
I don't know if I've got this one right.
I'm just taking a guess. You say first.
Let me just...
guess the second one. I've just guessed the second one.
Well, let me just guess them both.
Can't believe... come on, you've got to do 1 point. 2 points, man. No. I've definitely got one right.
No.
What's the one you think you got right?
Sweden. And then I've put America.
I've put Brazil and Greece.
Well...
Brazil?
Joe McGraw, you did manage to get one, but it's not worthy of a point.
Come on, yes! Food.
No, that was the rules established before the game.
Oh, shut up. What was the other one? Thailand.
Sweden and the Philippines.
The Philippines?
Why are they?
Have you ever been to either of them?
Yeah, there's countries he wants to go to. Yeah, remember? Yeah. We did the thing.
Oh, it's his favourite before. Go on then.
Come on, Ethan.
So it's 2-2.
Fuck,
this is
so
it. It's the decider.
Question 5.
Oh, dear.
As of episode 22, how many times has Joe McGraw edited the full intro? Music includes blur, music, logo, and voiceover. Closest guess to the point.
How does he know?
Well, the thing, I assume Luke is thinking that you edit every single podcast,
right,
but
cause also,
you don't.
Yeah, that's, he doesn't.
No, but I assume
but
that
let's
he
assume
no,
this is
no, I tell you what he assumes, that he, I don't put the logo at the start.
So the thing is... How many times have we successfully incorporated all the right assets of the intro?
Out of 22. And whoever's closest gets the point on this one, yeah?
Wait, I don't even get what I mean. So it has to have the logo.
The slow zoom on the logo, the blurred background, and the music.
Yeah.
But surely that means...
what?
I haven't edited it.
No, okay. So Luke's assumed that you... How would Luke know?
You edit every episode.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. So he's saying how many times... have we ever got it right?
Yeah. Right, all right. Well, I'm just trying to figure out how many times you focus have edited it. Right, let me go.
Okay. So how many times in total out of 22 have we got it fully correct that we want to?
Yeah, I want the exact answer, though, because the one after this is the closest to.
Okay,
what have you put?
I put 5.
I put 8.
The answer, credit to ourselves, is 10.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Closest win, Sweden. Fuck me, I'm going to get done over here, aren't I?
Episode 19 got close,
how
but
many,
no voice.
How many questions
over.
Are there, sorry, overall?
6, this is the last one.
And what did he say there at the end?
He said, episode 19 got close, but no voiceover. Most of the teens had no logo.
That was you.
No, Ethan.
Right, question 6, this is the tiebreaker. It's 2-all. This is tense. This is really tense because let me tell you, 6-3 is so different to 5-4.
It really is.
In terms of first to seven,
yeah.
You need this big boy.
I really should have won prize.
Well, no, because the rules.
Sweden should have got me 1 point and closest two there, surely.
I want the closest two, but Ethan, Quizmaster, ruled it out.
Exactly right, Drew. The decider. As of episode 22, how many minutes has the Sloppy Drew's podcast run? The closest wins.
Can you use your calculator?
No.
What? No.
No, it's got to be in your head. I've got a number. That's a great question, that.
Okay.
That's a fantastic question.
You just use your calculator there.
I'm not.
Okay.
How could I use my calculator with one form? Ah! What have you put?
Yep.
I've put 1,000 minutes.
I've put 1,050.
Wow. These are both very, very close. But there's a winner.
Oh, it's going to be that.
And the answer... is 1,069 minutes. So Drew McGraw takes it.
Well done.
5-4.
You needed that.
I needed it.
I cannot spend 24 hours in a McDonald's with Ethan.
You're gonna have to, mate. You're gonna have to. It's coming.
That was a fantastic.
That was really good.
By the way. That
really,
was really good.
Really shit.
Fantastic. What's his name again? Who sent that in?
This is Luke.
Thank you so much, Luke.
If anyone else wants to write them for Ethan, he always forgets. So. Yeah.
He's also put some Ask Ethan's on the end.
Oh, well, he's done the end of
doing
the show
our job for us. So let's look at Ask Ethan.
You can read them, Ethan. Right.
Ask Ethan.
Before we get onto that, Ethan did a shout out last week.
Yeah.
I'd like to do one of my own.
Go for it.
Ollie Hodgson, who is one of the very few sleepy sloppers that I'm aware of.
Okay, what do you mean?
He uses the show to get to sleep at night.
What?
He puts us on and slips away. How nice is that? So, Ollie Hodgson, if you're listening to this,
good night. Good night. That'd fucking wake me up.
Yeah,
same. So, yeah, good luck. Yeah, I wonder if anyone listens to us in the bath.
I hope so. With a lovely glass of red wine and a glint in their eye.
Yeah.
And then, you know, who knows how the next 45 minutes unfolds. Learn about yourself. You know what I mean?
Indeed. Ethan, ask Ethan now.
Do you think anyone's ever had sex while the podcast is on?
Maybe, yeah.
Have you?
I'm sure people have had a wank whilst it's on.
I hope so.
Just pulling the pud to Ethan's face.
Do you think anyone's actually had a wank to me?
No.
I don't know. Maybe not on purpose.
Or just they just listen to it. And imagine if someone's just having a wank right now and then this bit's come up.
You'd feel like an inception.
So if you are wanking now, please stop.
Well, no, the first question might be, Ethan, if someone messages in and going, Ethan, I've had a wank over you, what's your response?
Probably thank you very much. I think it's quite flattering.
Wow.
Really?
But certainly quite splattering.
Yeah, okay. Another ask, Ethan. Ethan, what is the meaning of life?
Oh, that's a very deep question and one that I think we're all there struggling with. I think the meaning of life...
All of us are.
I think the meaning of life is to enjoy yourself, to be happy, and as long as you don't harm anyone else, you're doing it right. I think that's the meaning of life. Have a laugh along the way, yeah? Don't forget that bit.
Just carry on. Enjoy yourself, or was it be happy? As long as you don't harm anyone else, then you're doing it right. .. Full stop. Let's a couple of other people speak.
I've never seen many life quotes like that. Where it goes. Oh, actually.
Oh, by the way, also have a laugh along the way as well if you can. Yeah. So thank you very much.
What a tattoo. Ethan. If you went to prison, Ethan, what would be your tactics
for survival?
Mm. Yep. Not to escape.
Could be. Well, do you think anyone would want to harm me?
I
think so.
5'4", 100 pounds? You'd be in someone's pocket before the end of the night.
I think what my tactic for survival would be would just to, again, let's continue the philosophy of before, make others laugh, make them like me, get on their side.
Have you never tried doing that with us?
Yeah, all on this podcast.
Yeah, so with anyone else in your life?
You're going amongst criminals here, the killers, the robbers of the world, the murderers.
The beaters.
And you're going to try pedos. And crack
the
jokes.
The killers and the beetles.
Sorry, I mean, they would be in there.
They would
technically.
Be.
And you do have a childlike quality to you.
Wow, you'd be a target.
Do you think I would be?
Yep.
Yeah. I think you'd really struggle.
Yeah.
So in the last few minutes, we found out that there might be people wanking to me at home and people might want to abuse me in a prison.
And I think that's the perfect way to end the podcast. This has been the Sloppy Joe's podcast. Listen, do us a favour. Come and see us live. We're going to be doing this all on a stage. Live 9 out of 10 clubs. Live Ask Ethan's, where you can put your questions to Ethan.
Where is it and when?
Tickets below. 3rd of December in town, 1 p.m. So we're going to... football in the night time. So we'll stay together. We'll do a live show, 1 till 3. Then we'll go somewhere and watch
after party.
After party vibes. Get a bit boozy. Enjoy December in Manchester because it's always lovely. Yeah. So come and join us. Make a weekend of it. Tickets are very limited and could be gone. So get into the comments really quickly and click it and come see us live.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, bro. Wave, Ethan.
See you later.